I'm starting to come to the realization that once us men become faced with our own mortality, we become grumpy, pissed off at the world, and I think we eventually lose our minds. And I'm not being hyperbolic when I say that either. I'm dead serious. I'm really starting to believe that once men get into their 70s, we completely change. The old man that I'm talking about right now is Greg Popovich. Once one of my favorite coaches in the NBA. I used to call Greg Popovich the Bill Belichick of the NBA. But over the past couple of years, I have lost all respect for Greg Popovich. This dude has lost his mind. It seems like he is on a mission to ruin his legacy and become the oldest social justice warrior in the country. I can't figure it out. What the hell is Greg Popovich thinking? He is at a press conference yesterday. He's supposed to be talking about the Spurs and how for the third year in a row, they're going to absolutely suck. In a league where over half of the teams make the playoffs, the San Antonio Spurs are well on their way to missing the playoffs for the third year in a row. Instead of talking about, you know, basketball, the meaning of this press conference, the reason they had it, somehow the topic of Columbus Day comes up. Columbus Day at an NBA press conference. I don't know if it was brought up by the media. That wouldn't surprise me if it was. Apparently, the new woke crusade is having Columbus Day canceled. They want it to now be called Indigenous People Day. Look, you know what? Let's just get to the clip of Greg Popovich. I'm going to play the clip of his commentary at this press conference yesterday, and I'm going to pray to God that YouTube puts it through. Lately, it seems like every time I try to share a clip with you guys, I get hit with a damn copyright strike. And I don't really understand why. These clips that I'm sharing are all over the internet, but I don't make the rules here on YouTube. I just accept the money. So here's the clip of Greg Popovich. And if it's edited out of the video, you'll know why. Roll the clip.
Columbus. I mean, he initiated a new world genocide. That's what he did. And beginning with him and what he set in motion and what followed meant the annihilation of every indigenous person in Hispaniola, which was Haiti and the Dominican Republic today. That's what he did. He took slaves. He mutilated. He murdered. And they're gonna say slash and honor him. Well, you know, I got to give the San Antonio Independent School District a little bit of credit because at least they added Indigenous Peoples Day along with it. And that's a step in the right direction. But what the hell is Alamo Heights thinking? It's Columbus Day. That's why they're off on Monday. You know, maybe there's something I'm missing and I'm ignorant. But it makes me feel like they're living in a phone booth and they're educating our kids. Columbus Day? And we're going to honor that. And it's no knock on Italian Americans. That's a silly argument. You know, it's like saying we should be proud of Hitler because we're German.
Do you see how ridiculous this is becoming? You can see it in his face. Greg Popovich is upset that Columbus Day is a holiday. He's pissed off about it. Let me first address what he said about the school district in San Antonio. Then we'll get to his Hitler remark. Greg Popovich calls out a school district for having the audacity to celebrate Christopher Columbus. These people are teaching our kids and celebrating a murderer. Let's talk about this hypocrisy. Not one time have I heard Greg Popovich speak out against teaching young children critical race theory. Critical race theory is a course designed to be taught to postgraduate law school students. It has no business being taught in elementary school, middle school, high school. It's a theory. Hence, critical race theory, not critical race fact. Kids elementary school age, they don't even know what the hell a theory is. Yet, you want to teach them that white man bad, black man victim. Greg Popovich has no problem with that, though. He's more concerned about Christopher Columbus. Then he takes it a step further and compares Columbus to Hitler. Really? Clearly, Greg Popovich skipped History 101. It wouldn't shock me if they quit teaching about Hitler today, but 60 years ago, when Greg Popovich was a little boy pissing in his diapers, they were still teaching about Hitler in school. Hitler's actions have been well documented. They are proven. They are facts. He rounded up millions and millions of Jews, damn near wiped them off the face of the earth. These accusations against Christopher Columbus are just that, accusations. They're theories. We don't know what the hell was going on in the 14 and 1500s. The allegations against Columbus picked up last year. Somehow the murder of George Floyd meant that Columbus must have killed millions of Indians to take over America. They're accusing him of genocide. He wiped out the native population in the Caribbean. He's been deemed the father of the slave trade. Now, is it possible all of these accusations against Christopher Columbus are true? Sure, it's possible. Is it possible they're all made up by dumbass wokers with too much time on their hands? That's possible too, maybe even likely. You know what else could have killed indigenous people back then, 1400s, 1500s? Know what else could have killed them? Smallpox. It's estimated that smallpox was responsible for killing 80 to 90% of the native population back then. Now, do we know this for a fact? No, because none of us were alive. We didn't know anyone alive back then, and there's no historical record of it. We have evidence, hard evidence, of the atrocities that Hitler committed on film. It's been documented. So Pop comparing Columbus to Hitler is absurd. These people are trying to wipe out every tradition that we have in this country. If you are not 100% perfect, if you've never committed a sin, never committed a crime, you can have a day named in your honor. However, that is a difficult route to take because none of us are perfect. We all have skeletons in our closet. But there are other ways that you can be recognized for your achievements. You can chop off your schlong, change your name from Bob to Barbara. You can record an Instagram video and tell the whole world that you are a proud member of the Alphabet community. Or you can be a career criminal, run from the police, and have a violent altercation with them. Most of the woke, they prefer those three latter examples instead of being perfect. They don't expect perfection amongst themselves. They just expect perfection from people like you and me. Since we're getting rid of Columbus Day, why don't we just go ahead and get rid of all the holidays? Bye-bye Martin Luther King Day. Can't celebrate you anymore. You've been accused of being a serial philanderer. That's no bueno. See you later, Christmas. Can't celebrate Jesus. Christianity's not inclusive. It's judgmental. No more Thanksgiving. The evil white man betrayed the Indians after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a trigger for Native Americans everywhere. Definitely, definitely cannot celebrate the 4th of July. You guys know how offensive the American flag can be. That damn red, white, and blue flag, it upsets me every time I see it. No more fireworks, they're too dangerous. Labor Day? Shit. Labor Day definitely has to go. It offends the 49% of the country that refuses to get off their ass and get a job. Let's see, what other holiday can we get rid of? Valentine's Day, that has to go. That holiday celebrates heterosexual love. Do you get my point? You could find something wrong with any and everything. This is not about getting rid of Columbus Day. That's just the woke trigger of the day. This is about changing tradition. It's about completely overhauling the country. You can't change things overnight. That would be way too drastic. People would take notice. You have to change it one tiny piece at a time. Until the next thing you know, you wake up one day and you don't recognize the country you live in anymore. There's an old saying, and I can't remember exactly how it goes, but it's something to the effect of, first they came for the cigarette smoker, and I didn't stand up because I don't smoke cigarettes. Then they came for the alcoholic, I didn't stand up because I'm not a drinker. Then they came for the guns. I didn't stand up because I don't use guns. Then they came for my religion. And when I did stand up, I realized there was no one left to stand with me. Until more people start to speak out against this, this is going to continue to be a problem. There is a problem right now in this country. It's called chronic outrage, fake outrage. These people finding anything to be upset about. They're upset with Dave Chappelle right now because he said gender is a fact. 5 years ago, that wouldn't have been newsworthy. In 2021, Dave Chappelle is transphobic. Which, by the way, what the hell does that even mean, transphobic? When you have a phobia, it means that you're afraid of something. I don't know anyone afraid of a transgender person. I know people afraid of spiders. Never met anyone afraid of a transgender person. Credit to Netflix, though. I want to credit Netflix because they are standing by Dave Chappelle. They are refusing to take down his special, even though they're getting a lot of backlash for it. And we need more of that. All these corporations, I'm looking at you, ESPN, they are too quick to acquiesce to the woke Twitter mob when emotional men band together and bash something they don't like. They want to cancel it. You know what people used to do when they didn't like something, or maybe even they were offended by something? They ignored it. They changed the channel. Today, they get on social media, they form a mob, and they try to get you canceled. Social media is not real. It's not real life. The people complaining on social media, the woke mob, these are the dregs of society, the lowest of the low. Their opinion is meaningless. On the surface, it appears their opinion is a mainstream opinion because that's all you see when you get on there. But you want to know why? Because the rest of us normal people are too busy working. We're too busy living our life to be wasting time on social media bitching about something. Greg Popovich has become a bitter old man. Instead of lecturing us about why we shouldn't celebrate Columbus Day, with the roster full of scrubs that he has, he should be more concerned about not going 0-82 this season. All right, time to let me know what you think. Give me your thoughts on Greg Popovich and the woke losers trying to cancel Columbus Day. Also, do men get cranky when we get older? I know I'm 35 years away from my 70s, but let me know what I have to look forward to when I get older. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.